This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House and the Senate have been at an impasse, with the House sitting on any more revenue-raising bills.
House Bill 5 tomorrow.
Without objection.
House Bill 23 tomorrow.
At least until the Senate agrees to budget cuts included in House Bill 122. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden observes,
there has been a lot of discussion about we don't need to raise any revenue. We can do it by making cuts.
One of the big differences of opinion is over the numbers. Regarding Governor John Bel Edwards' plan for addressing the current shortfall, House Appropriations Chair Cameron Henry keeps saying,
if we gave him everything he wanted, we're still $175 million short.
Henry tried explaining it to the Senate Finance Committee yesterday, but even the former head of that committee, Senator Jack Donahue, was having trouble understanding Henry's reasoning.
We have to cover the $175 first and then take it out of the $570 that we're short, if that makes any sense.
No, I'm sorry, I don't follow that.
Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says he has finally figured out where Henry got that number.
When Chairman Henry was talking about the $175 million, I kept saying to myself, it's $107 million, it's $107 million, because that is the number to make right higher education and DHH. But when you get to the $175, I've just realized, by funding all the things that the governor has said to you he's not going to fund.
They're items usually included in the supplemental appropriations bill, which goes through in the regular session and usually includes the remainder needed to fully fund TOPS and the MFP.
Things that we said to you repeatedly during this process, we're not going to fund.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.